Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Fire tore through a home that had hoarding conditions in Pendel, Bucks County, and officials say the eight people were able to get out thanks to the heroics of a police officer who jumped into action. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
It was about 4:45 in the morning when fire erupted at this three-story single home on Woodland Avenue near Center Street. This is right across the street from Pendel Police, and Deputy Fire Chief Sam Simon says an officer, later identified as Sean Peck, happened to be out.
He was responding to another call when he came out of the building and noticed the fire. So, yeah, he did a great job getting those folks out of the house.
According to Simon, the eight people, some of them children, were asleep, and the officer woke them up and made sure they all got out. None of them were hurt, and they were taken to the nearby municipal building to stay warm. The Red Cross is helping them. Firefighters had their challenges, including the frigid cold and the whipping winds. But as Simon explains, there were also severe hoarding conditions.
Basement all the way up through the third floor, jam-packed with materials.
It wasn't immediately clear if there were working smoke detectors. The cause of the fire is under investigation. In Pendel, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Property taxes in Delaware County are going up again, this time by 19%. Democrats on council approved the increase last night by a vote of 4-1. They say it's necessary to overcome a deficit. But homeowners are frustrated because this is the third rise in 3 years. KYW's Vic Ragapathy reports.
Last year, Delco homeowners were slammed with a nearly 24% increase in property taxes. This year, it's 19. County Communications Director Michael Connolly says though both increases were dramatic, both were needed for the government's revenue to fully cover its spending.
We didn't want to hammer everybody with all it would take to fix a structural deficit in 1 year, especially when we did have some remaining one-time money. This closes the remaining gap, this 19%.
That's why Council Vice Chair Richard Womack says there shouldn't be any drastic tax hikes on the horizon.
My goal is zero to a minimal increase in any kind of taxes moving forward.
But Michael Straw from media says the way Council decided to handle its deficit put the average Delco taxpayer under too much stress.
I would have thought that they would have at least tried to take a different approach this go-around and do incremental increases. Cut some spending.
The average Delco homeowner will pay $188 more in 2026, about $15 a month. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Mayor Parker's office is threatening to pull support from her signature affordable housing plan because of changes made by City Council. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has the story.
Council passed a bill in June authorizing a $400 million bond sale for the mayor's home initiative, but now it has to pass a new one because it changed the terms of the bond sale to require that 90% of the spending go to those with very low incomes. At a committee hearing on the new bill, Parker Whitaker's chief of staff, Tiffany Thurman, asked council to remove the provision or at least reduce the spending requirement to 60%, so more money is available to those with moderate incomes.
Without one of these changes, the Parker administration will not support this legislation.
But Council President Kenyatta Johnson blocked an effort to amend the bill, and after an unusually lively debate, council gave preliminary approval to the version with the 90% spending threshold. Administration officials say the mayor has not given up, that she intends to lobby the public directly over the next several weeks before a final vote on the measure. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The owners of two nursing homes are accused of diverting tens of millions of dollars of Medicaid funds to themselves while intentionally understaffing the facilities. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
The OSC Medicaid Fraud Division investigation finds the alleged actions of both the Hammonton and Deptford Centers for Rehabilitation and Healthcare resulted in widespread neglect of the residents, including two sexual assaults, one death, and thousands of 911 calls.
The facts we uncover in this report cry out for state government, including the legislature, to finally recognize that New Jersey nursing homes are straining under the weight of fraud, waste, and abuse.
That's Acting State Comptroller Kevin Walsh. He says the nursing home owners, Daryl Hagler and Kenneth Rosenberg, received over $134 million in Medicaid funds and funneled $92 million of it to their related businesses while improperly allocating the rest, leaving both facilities understaffed.
Hammonton was understaffed by almost 52% daily, and Deptford was understaffed by an average of 54% daily. The residents in both facilities received less than half of direct care they were required by law to receive.
Walsh says his office is seeking about $124 million plus penalties from Hagler and Rosenberg and their related businesses. Subpoenas for testimony to Hagler and Rosenberg were issued, but they declined, citing their right against self-incrimination under the Fifth Amendment. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.